Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugu, and today's episode is on the importance of having self-awareness and high-quality connections. Oh, welcome back. I hope everyone's doing really good and are having a really nice Easter. I wanted to do this on some feedback today. A lot of girls are, talking about a couple of things, and a lot of it has to do with friendship and the types of people surrounding you. And I've looked at like a couple of the issues that people seem to commonly experience, and some I can relate to for very temporary periods of time, but I can get a sense of understanding that a lot of you have long-term, unsatisfactory connections. And I wanted to help with this podcast to, hopefully get you to figure out ways in order to improve those connections and maybe have a chat about certain things that are uncomfortable for you, and also to know where you stand in this. Because a lot of the time, what I do believe is the universe around us is us pushed out. And I know that's like a very hard pill to swallow, but everything is always in perfect alignment, and everything around you that is current is in some way, shape or form you pushed out. And so it's very difficult when you're the person and you're frustrated and you think there's a separation from you to everyone around you. But 99.9% of the time, reality is really a set of perceptions that we hold, and sometimes we can learn new things or experience new people, and we start to do some things that compare the outside world. But typically, if something's a reoccurring problem, or you're having friends in your life that are not super supportive and bother you in certain ways, but you don't really know how to like detach or disconnect, then this one's for you. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about was understanding boundaries. I know a lot of you have an idea of what boundaries are, but I think when it comes to actually enforcing them and following through with them, a lot of people don't, you know, and it's not a very good sign of a person. Like, I personally wouldn't be friends or in a relationship with somebody that didn't have boundaries. And boundaries are very different to things like stonewalling and dismissing people, because boundaries are like a positive thing for everyone. Dismissing people and stonewalling them and cutting them off toxically is not a good sign of anyone. So if you're somebody that's capable of those things, then it's really time to start looking at that, because those kind of behaviors can be quite disrespectful. Or if you're on the other end of that, I wouldn't accept that even happening once. And once somebody demonstrates any kind of character traits like that, it's game over and there's no point of return for them. And the reason for that is because I've managed to withhold extremely positive friendships and relationships and connections, and I don't have as many as most people, but the ones I do have are very long-standing and solid. And most of the people that I like, the types of people that I surround myself with, are definitely not people that would demonstrate character traits that arise very commonly, because each of us have the respect for ourselves and for other people not to put that kind of behavior out, but also not to accept it. So it's sort of, a paradigm in its own right. But for people that find these kinds of things normal or common or reoccurring or frustrating, I feel like the putting boundaries in place would mean that, like, they don't always have to be said out loud, but you need your boundaries to be known, and you also need to be a person that has a stack of evidence behind them on saying they're going to do something and actually doing it. Because a lot of the time people don't believe most people, because people just say things and they don't actually follow through with what they say, and this devalues their word. And so if people are capable of devaluing their own word or being flaky, dismissive, or anything like that, it generally highlights that they don't really value themselves. And so they push that out onto their connections because they also don't value their connections, which means you're going to have a very low quality connection there, unless both of you drastically change. One isn't accepting it and then the other one is not doing it. Or if you both doing it, then you both cease to do that and you understand the requirements in order for that change to occur permanently. Because, yeah, these kinds of connections are just a non-negotiable, zero tolerance for me and always have been. And I do state this, but I don't think people really believe it, but they also don't understand, like, history tells a lot about somebody. So if you're somebody that has, oh my God, my Siri just started. If you're somebody that for real just starts like saying like you're going to do something and things, then people around you are seeing that you never really follow through with your own goals, or you only do some things, or you only do what's easy and you don't really stick to things, or you're always like in and out, one foot in, one foot out type person, or you're just like not a very consistent person. There's a lot of other character traits that come with that as well that bring about these problems. And so you've kind of got to decide whether or not you're capable and wanting to make a change there, and to first of all start with yourself and figure out what your part to play in it was, because sometimes that's the hardest. And it also will require a lot of willpower from you if you are somebody that tends to be a little bit on the nicer side or on this more spiritual side, and you want to, you know, be forgiving and be a people pleaser and to, yeah, like, I guess, forgive and reconcile. I am just not, that's just like not something that I do. And I make that really clear in the beginning. So like, I think some people do and have in the past, like tried to test me once and then realized I was 100% serious and I had left with no possibility of coming back. And there was just going to be never a conversation between them and I again. And sometimes people will do that very early on, and then sometimes people will just try it later on. And I am not a fan of people testing people either. So when you girls have friends, you should be able to trust what they tell you and to really respect what they tell you until they prove otherwise. And I think it brings me to my second point, where if you really want to have like good friendships, you're going to have people that are in, I guess, like are like-minded. And I feel like this is really important, because if you're somebody that doesn't want to be out partying every single weekend and you tend to want some of the benefits that come with that, if depending on where you are and depending on who your circle is and where you go, you also are going to have to say no to a lot of other like possible health things for yourself. And you've kind of got to know what's more important to you, and to have friends that are similar to you and your true long-term goals and values. Because it's really easy to make a lot of friends, especially in social settings, but it's really hard to make actual, really, like a really good network of girls that are able to do things with you as you grow, like people that have, you know, goals and ambitions and very similar ideas to you. And obviously there's always going to be differences when people, but it's just the little things, like somebody wanting to go to like McDonald's for lunch, or you wanting to go and get a nice fresh salad, things like that. You know, it's all the, it comes down to all the little things where you just feel like you're making compromises that you really wouldn't if you weren't in that presence. And sometimes we tend to be a bit polite and it ends up, you know, causing a lot of resentment in friendships. The third one is jealousy. So a lot of girls say like that they feel as though, you know, friends aren't happy for them and they support other people way like that they barely know over them. And to be completely honest, like this isn't always like a negative thing. It's negative for you to have to observe that, but that's a very temporary negative thing. And majority of the time, if your friends are truly delighted with their lives, they're not going to not press like on your photo, for example. They're not going to do those little things. They're not going to not do those little things, because it's like very normal, you know, for friends to want to see each other grow and to help each other and to drop their names in places with opportunity and bring them to, you know, and help them out with, help each other out with different things, and just be open and understanding that, you know, network is a massive reason as to how, like, network and contacts are a massive reason on how you really can develop your lifestyle, especially because it's very, very easy to, like, you know, isolate yourself and keep all of your ideas a secret and to try and do everything by yourself. I'm definitely somebody that could fall into that very easily. Like, I have to force myself to network because, and I have to remind myself of the importance of friendship and network. And when it's aligned, it really doesn't drain me. But I have been in situations where, you know, I have changed certain aspects of my life and I do see differences in the, like, in the friendships and connections. And that kind of just tells you that, you know, you're possibly growing apart, which can be really sad, especially if you did have a really unique bond, but you just don't want to remain in the place that you were before. And sometimes the other person is in a stuck situation where they know that their life is kind of set now. And that could be for a multitude of reasons. It could be kids, it could be marriage. And you just may be in a different stage with completely different goals in a completely different place, you know, and that's okay. Like, there are other people that are embarking on the same journey as you. And I think rather than focusing on who's not supporting you and who you can't bring from your past, it's important to, like, open your, like, broaden your horizons. And I would encourage you to make friends with girls or guys, whatever you want. But people, we'll just call them people, from many different countries, and to not just box yourself into one culture, because it is amazing to be very fitted to a culture, but it can also limit you because there is no, you kind of have to, like, in order to stay with your friendship group, you kind of do have to stay within the paradigm of that friendship unless you're all simultaneously growing together. And in order to have that kind of a, like, ongoing long-term friendship group is kind of hard, because, you know, if there isn't, like, a little bit of underlying secret competition and it is genuinely authentic and you're all fully supportive and happy and really proud of each other, then that's really rare. But you kind of have to, like, figure out, like, where you sit there. And I would definitely recommend to always broaden out your network and your friendships and your connections and travel if you can, because sometimes you can get stuck in comfort zones and in dynamics that are a little bit unhealthy. And without even trying, your subconscious mind can be filled with what the negative intentions could be of somebody, or why they're not doing, you know, or, like, bitterness or resentment. Whereas for me, I don't really involve myself with that. If I see that somebody is maybe not as happy as I would have, like, maybe thought they could be based on, like, how happy I would have been for them during something that they experienced, it for me just says that I've got to move to a better quality friendship. And although that would have been amazing for a certain period in my life for my closer connections moving forward, if I'm gonna prefer somebody that's more less jealous and more involved and interactive, then my friendship circle has to be with people like that, that are truly wanting, like, truly appreciate the same. Because I feel like being a good friend does take a lot of effort, because you do have to know what your friends are up to, and you do have to, like, support them, and you do have to be there for their life situations. And so if you can't rely back on them, and there's things coming up before, let's say, life happenings occur, where you might actually need help from them or support from them, like, emotionally or just whatever, you have to think about, like, what you're gonna, are you gonna be able to rely on people? Because people can be spontaneous, but they can be very reliable. And then you can have other people that are very stable and look like they've got everything, like, in order and together, and it makes sense and everyone understands it. But they may not actually be able to help with really minor, like, I'm not talking big things, but it could just be, like, you need them to, like, hold a box for you or something for, like, a month or two. Or, and like, these real life examples have happened to me. And, you know, I would have expected a little bit more. And I know that's, like, a bit of my fault, because should you really have expectations on people? Probably not. But I feel like for the quantity of like, I would say good things I did, but without the expectation of return, I would have just felt like that was very much bare minimum. And so it kind of like got me to push my, like push the ranking of that friendship down a bit and to obviously replace it. Okay. So like, those are things you have to kind of be prepared to do, I feel like, in order to be content in your relationships. Because if you're prepared to give a certain amount and you've got a stack of evidence that kind of like shows you're really consistent and reliable, but you might be all over the world, you might be involved in lots of different things, but there's certain things about you that are kind of like very stable, then you're going to have to want these things from other people. But if you're the opposite, where you might be there for someone or you're not 100% reliable, well, no one is, but you know, you're not unreliable, then you've got to think about why should you expect more from someone. Another thing is like patterns and people don't really change. It's very sad because sometimes people are actually amazing people and you can connect really well in some scenarios or in one or like for a certain amount of weeks, or it might just be that you met and clicked once in one night or anything. But people do also leave a trail of, I guess, like when you get close to people, they do tell you about certain issues and problems, particularly with other relationships and friendships. And you really have to listen to what they're saying and why this is a common theme across a lot of different relationships. And like, if that's not happening between you and them and you're like the chosen one or something, eventually, you know, it could, and it's a very high chance that it will. And so for me, I wouldn't say I'd like stop being friends with someone over this, but I do, because somebody could just genuinely be growing and they may just say things and actually have outgrown their old friendship group and want new friends. But in order to want new friends and to sustain good friends, you kind of have to be a very, very good friend. You have to be the type of person that understands your responsibility and you're accountable to that friendship. And if that's too much for you, then you've got to be prepared for like lower maintenance friendships. I'm a pretty low maintenance friend, but if like I was like requiring like a very bare minimum help situation, or you know, I needed my friend for something, or I wanted their advice for something, or I don't know, I just wanted to laugh with them and they were like never really there, I would just definitely say that they're not really like an actual friend. They're more like somebody that you're in touch with, you're closer than the average person with, but you can't really depend on them for anything. And I'm not saying to be completely dependent, but the point of having groups of friendships and people is to, you know, be able to do things with them and to be able to be there for each other and things. Otherwise, you know, there is going to be a lot of complications within like how you feel around them. And it's also just going to be back and forth, blocking, unblocking, like all this kind of stuff, like just has never happened for me. I block once and it's just like they know that they'll never talk to me again. And some do try. And even though it's not like super uber personal, like as in like they're a bad person or anything, like I don't have judgments, I just know they're not in alignment for me. And I know that I just don't really need the association because I have enough friends. And unless you're going to be like a fantastic person, then it's really not going to work. So I think those are like practically all boundaries, and they're just like your expectations for yourself and like what you allow into your energy. And but also it means that you have to be that too, because if you're going out and trying to attain all this stuff and you're trying to push blame out on other people, and especially women as well, like I never argue with anyone. I either sit down and I'll have a chat about something, or but there will never be like not talking. I've never not talked to my friends. Like we've never not been talking and then like got talking and been friends again. That just would never happen, because like if that kind of dynamic occurred in any of my relationships, I would already know this is not normal, because like this has not been a thing that I would deal with. And I know people do have like friendship breakups and then they like make friends again, but I don't really believe that I really just don't understand like how you can do that. I just feel like it's way too close for comfort. And it's like with friends as well, I wouldn't really bracket them like in a same section as like a boyfriend. But even with a boyfriend, I would, if I were struggling with friendships and meeting good girls, I would look at like what you allow into your life, because a lot of good people, like, they stay away from people that take exes back, or, you know, don't mean what they say, or like are blocking and unblocking and having all these fights and arguments and bitching and drama. Like, they just don't want that around them. And as much as it makes you seem like, you know, you're the center of this and that, and you've got this going on, and it's like all a big drama, it really doesn't look good on you. And I know that a lot of people are kind of pride themselves in being a part of the drama, and they kind of use it as like an identity thing, but it's not actually a good trait. And it shows that you're lacking a lot of guidance from your higher self. And sometimes to meet genuine people, I think that's what's missing in a lot of your friendships. Like, you know, you should never be like in a situation where like you can't trust your friends around, like, let's just say a guy you're dating or whatever. Like, these are all very low quality kind of people. And if you're in those kinds of circles and this is kind of happening, you really need to find way better friends, because you cannot grow with these kinds of distractions. These take you off your focus and out of your creativity. You're honestly better off alone. And until you decide what kind of friends and go to different places and meet better people, because all of these kinds of things, they fully lower your vibration. They take you away from all the abundance in the world because you're around low quality things. And so this is the same for relationships too, guys. Like, a lot of you don't even, like, you start dating guys and you don't even have like a set rule of expectations on what you typically would see in like a partner that you would actually consider. Like, some people just like literally start talking to someone, they might go on a date with them, they might go on a few dates with them, and they're kind of just in limbo, like seeing how it goes, seeing how nice he is. They don't really have like deadlines on what they're thinking should have happened. And believe me, it's not unrealistic to have a set of deadlines in your mind. And they're not necessarily like crazy things, but it allows you to figure out whether or not you're going to friend zone the person, or you're going to actually give this guy your time. Because so many of you get stuck in long-term situationships and stuff. This I would never, ever, ever be in. And the reason I'm not in it is because I can distinguish early whether or not this person's worth my time. And they may think I'm interested for months because I would have already friend zoned them and talked to them, and I'm fine with that. But in terms of me considering somebody to actually be my boyfriend, I have extreme amounts of deadlines that would have happened on day 1, 2, 3. And if those things are not met, then they're not for me. I just, God has put them there for me to say no to them. And that's basically what it is. And God has put these things in my set of expectations. These are very, I would say they're like a bit above the average. Like, they require a little bit more effort, and they require me to be a priority. And if I don't see that within the first 3 days, this guy's friend zoned. And you girls accepting lower than that is the reason why you're in also low value relationships, where you can't trust the guy. I've never been with a guy that I couldn't trust. He can go out to middle of Miami for a week and he would never cheat on me. I've never been cheated on, because these people know already, if they do end up being my boyfriend, they already know that I mean what I say and I say what I mean, and they can already feel that I don't even have to say it. And so if I decide that, if they decide to jeopardize me or a relationship with me for whatever they want to do, that's fine. But they will never hear from me again. It doesn't matter how big or how small or how sorry they are or anything like that. It just, they will never hear from me again. And I don't care if they've known me for a week or they've known me for a year or they've known me for 10 years. It really doesn't change. The principle is that if this occurs, if these things occur or if these things don't occur, it's game over. And also, if you're not a super clingy, attached on, like I would say, like individual that's like not independent, you're going to struggle with setting boundaries and keeping them, because your energy is, you need to find God. Like, you need to figure out a better source of protection and validation and love for yourself, because if you are going to have to put up with things that I really truly believe break your spiritual energy, there is nothing on the planet outside of you that can give you the amount of joy, love and peace that spiritual energy can give you. But if you allow other people to break it, then that's kind of on you. And these are why boundaries and saying no is so important, and to have these expectations. And so many people, like, they also, like, I'm never going to find anyone if I can't, like, just, like, be a bit more chill. I'm very chill, but I also am very strong in my non-negotiables, and I really don't care. Like, I, you know, have moved away from my own family when I was 18. Nothing that they did wrong. I just wanted a new life, and I never look back. And when you're somebody that can do this, and I have 13 years of evidence that I can do this and I can make it anywhere in the world, I don't mind having to move country in order to get what I want. And I know that I can leave and never, ever, ever, ever go back to my own even home. So nobody else stands a chance. You know, if you can do that and you can sustain it and continue it, you are going to be somebody that is very strong. And I'm fine to walk alone for whatever amount of time I have to, but I will never accept low quality friendships or low quality relationships, not even for a day. And that is why my girlfriends are amazing, and that is why my partners have always been amazing. I've never been called a name by a man. I've never been called or abused in any way, shape or form by any boyfriends or anything like that ever. And the reason for that is because I don't do it to them. And there is a unwritten rule that will always be there, that I will never allow anyone like that into my space. If you're going to behave like that, you are for somebody else. If these are things, you can't say sorry to me for anything like this. And I just don't accept it in any way, shape or form. And so when you're like that, it really makes you, but I also don't have any resentment. I just wanted to say that. But when you're like that, you only have space for the best. You got to think about it like that. And if you really want to be around people that are good and you want to feel secure and safe and comfortable, then you need to know that you have a level of self-certainty and assurance that nobody can break, because no matter what, God will always protect you. You don't need anyone. So if they're going to be in your life, at least make sure that you're choosing good people, because you can see everyone's face, but you can't always see everyone's heart. You don't know anyone fully until you're in a variety of circumstances with them. People can be cunning. People can be spiteful. People can just want to target you because they're not satisfied in their own lives. Some people don't have accountability, so they want to blame you for things. It's not until they're on the receiving end of their own decisions that, and you're in the firing line of that, that you really see other sides of people. And when people fail to understand how to accept accountability for how things are, whether that's you getting to a point where you're like, okay, I have all of these really poor friendships. Like, I genuinely feel like these make me a worse person, or they make me feel not so good about myself, or I feel like I need a big escape from these people a lot of the time. You got to figure out, like, do those people also feel the same about you? And some people are just delusional and they're like, no, like, she loves me and like this person, but you can actually be affecting them spiritually or whatever that they haven't said in the exact same way. So you just need to really, like I said, be completely honest with each other and rather strive for company and attachments to have genuine, good quality, solid, ever-growing friendships. Like, and relationships, you never want to be in a situation where you're like embarrassed, or you're going out and, you know, you're sitting at tables with people that are just going to like let you down or just make things look like nobody actually cares about you. I've been in these circles. I've seen it like happen. And, you know, to other people, not to me, but I've just like, I would never, like, none of my close friends would do what I'm experiencing. At some people's birthdays, you know, I'd be invited, but I wouldn't be like in the group, but I'd be invited because I'd be friends with like the girl. And then, like, you know, when it comes to like paying for the birthday dinner or something, everyone's fighting and I'm just like, oh my God, this is so awkward. It's at someone's birthday. Like, that just would never happen in like my friend groups. Like, they would have already covered it for me and like made it me feel really special. Like, that's the type of people I hang out with. It's also the same for like any kind of partnerships I do. If people aren't like genuinely good people, and you are going to encounter people, like especially in business and stuff, where, you know, it's going to be stressful and new, and you're going to meet people that you have to speak to and deal with, which is a whole other topic that is going to require a whole level, a whole different set of skills, because it's not a personal relationship. It's sometimes something that is an ongoing issue that has to be resolved, and then you can like finish up that indirect, like dealing with them. But for some periods of time, you will have to deal with people that you may not want to deal with, and you always have to maintain your integrity in these situations, because ultimately that's what's going to sustain like the longevity of other things that you go on and do. Because you can temporarily hurt someone or do something to somebody with lies, but the truth can always destroy you forever. So always keep that in mind. So when you're dealing with people, like if it's in a business setting or you've, you know, had a whatever falling out with someone that you need to like still have additional dealings with, then this is a different thing. Like, this isn't really like a choice. This isn't really like a cutoff thing. You can't just do that in every situation, but there is a different kind of version of you that has to deal with that. It's less of like boundaries, and it's more about how to navigate this with, you know, integrity and professionalism, and just keep things as concise as possible, and really try to not get into your emotions when it comes to those things, because these are temporary, and sometimes they are processes that have to be dealt with in a certain manner that you also can't control. And you have to be the type of person that knows how to remain patient and understand how processes work. Bodybuilding and fitness really served me in this, because if it wasn't for that, I would have no patience, because I wouldn't understand how to deal with delayed gratification. And that was at my own doing, and I did that for 12-13 years consistently. So for me, delayed gratification in order to get a certain outcome that's favorable is normal, and when that's transferred to something out of my control, I understand that there's certain things I'll have to do and I'll have to wait for things, and then eventually I will end up getting my outcome. But it's always about like every circumstance requires a different approach, and so you have to know when to move forward, you have to know when to pull back, you have to know when to cut someone off, you have to know when to like bear with something, and you also have to remain very calm in all of these kinds of situations. And to also, with the right support system and the right partner and the right team, you'll have the right support system that you need in order to like share that load. And I'm not saying pass these things on and give everyone your info, but these are the reasons why it's important to not have inconsistent low, like people that can't really offer you any kind of like help or understanding. It's just also the reason why I say that you should have friends that are like-minded and aligned, is so that they get what you're doing. Because if you have like a business, for example, or you're doing comp reps and your friend's never worked out in her life, she's not going to understand what you're dealing with. So certain things that are going to have to occur or change along your journey is going to be so different, and then it's going to potentially cause you to isolate unless you get new friends or she starts to understand or has like a level of like, some people just have a really good level of understanding without needing to actually go through something and experience it. They can just put themselves in that situation and just understand like pretty close, or even sometimes more than people that have done the experience. They're just good at that. And then other people, which is the most people, they just can't relate if they haven't been in that situation. And so they really just don't care, and it just doesn't make any sense. And like, no matter how much you try to explain certain things to them, it's just not going to work. So alignment is very important. And when it comes to like, you know, support with like business deals and stuff like that, you've also got to have like a really amazing team, because if you have like friends that, you know, want to take you away from like your purpose and your passion, if that's what you're doing, or, you know, if you've got a physical business or an online business or something, you know, it may require you to have to say no a lot of the time. And if you have friends that are always kind of like needing you and like are like kind of like your friend so that you can hang out all the time, and they're not really working on their own thing and they're very high maintenance, then you obviously have to like address that, because it can be very, very pressuresome when somebody constantly, like, you have like no time in your mind to get the amount of things that you want done, and then you've got somebody else just like asking for all this additional time that you don't even have, which can put a lot of strain on relationships and friendships there. So that's why I say, like, make sure that people have, if you're somebody that's like goal driven, make sure your friends have goals, and make sure they like can understand if you're working on your goals and that they've always got something to do, because like there's nothing worse than having someone just like waiting for hours for you to finish doing something. It just makes your whole life really, really pressure, like it's a lot of pressure for you, it's a lot of pressure, and then it's a lot of like I don't know, it probably doesn't feel very good for them either. I'm definitely not somebody that's going to be waiting around for anyone. I'm always busy. So yeah, so like I feel like those things can really change the dynamics of your friendship. So you've really got to know like yourself, and you've really got to have your goals, and you've really got to know like where you want to live and what you want to do. You got to have people that are in alignment with that, but you can't really like try to break in to friendship groups to try and attain something from them. I've had people that have tried to do this to me, to try to like stay with me in Dubai and like honestly like barely talk to me when I was in Sydney, and then like was bombing my photos with like comments, and then, you know, I post one of my friends, they start following them. It's just like, oh my god, like you know, those are kind of like, you don't want to be that type of person. You want to be already like set up yourself and have and kind of like get most things by yourself. I know that's really sounds like a long whole journey, but along your journey you will meet people, and little by little like you'll get some massive leaps in when you're taking lots of steps. You know, there will be some big leaps that will come, but I really do feel like, you know, you are the product of like your outer environment, and I can honestly say that I've never gotten anything that I already didn't kind of get myself. Like it may have been improved or sustained or like, yeah, but I always kind of did it myself first. So that's one of the other kind of things, like I always was like a good friend myself. And so it enabled me to like recognize a good friend. I always kind of like, you know, understood myself as a partner, definitely not perfect, but I knew my intentions and my heart. And I just understood like, there's just like certain things that, you know, my conscience was okay with and not okay with. And I just know my soul. And then the other side is like, just with my general lifestyle, I feel like I definitely always did make the first big break into everything I did. Like, so I, you know, initially set myself up in Dubai, and a lot of people would probably think like, oh, you know, somebody got lucky, but I was working on this for like 6 months in Australia. I couldn't even walk. So there's always a lot of things that people can't see. And, you know, I really was isolated whilst I was, you know, preparing myself. And from there, you know, those steps, you know, kind of like brought me to that leap, and then that leap kind of like took off and went to another big leap and another big leap. And then, you know, there'll probably be more steps and then another big leap and then maybe setback and whatever. But either way, it's always a progression, and I thrive in progression. I thrive in progression of friendship. I never like to see my friendships or my relationships go backwards. I always like to see that we're progressing like 1% better. Like it honestly makes me so happy to see anyone progressing in their own individual pursuits and for myself and anything I'm involved in or connected to. So that's also another huge reason as to why, like, I don't have the ability to understand, like, why you wouldn't be supportive of someone that's your friend, like, they're progressing, are you not so happy? And that, for me, just tells me that person doesn't really value progression, and I just don't value or respect people that don't value that. So then it kind of, like, brings the value and my importance and priority of that relationship down, because that's what they're showing me. So those are the kind of reasons why, like, I mean, I value, like, progression is like one of my highest values. Like, if I don't see something progressing, it literally is dying. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to like resuscitate anything, but what I will do is look at what's growing and what's progressing and what's exciting and what's keeping my momentum going in all aspects of life. And I'm going to be having my energy in those manifestations and in those, because otherwise it's not right for me, because I don't thrive if there's no progression. I literally can't. So that for me is a huge thing. And so once and this is also why I have those expectations so early on in the dating thing, and why like so many guys didn't got into the friend zone and stuff. It's because I didn't see their desire for progression in any way. And because I know who I am, I'm like, okay, well, this is completely going to be your decision. You've demonstrated this to me, and I don't really ask direct questions, and I don't really look for what someone's saying to me. I look for the extra tiny details, and that gives me a lot more in person. It's even better because I can read body language well, and I can also just know what somebody's like just by little things. And there's always like many different facets of somebody, but I can get a good understanding of them very, very quickly. Like, I only need to spend 3 to 4 days with somebody to see a lot of them, because different scenarios may occur, and you can just see how people operate and feel about certain things and say, and it's just then super easy for you to like not have so much time wasted on whether you can fix all these people and do all this stuff to like make your friends better, or to try and like, I don't know, post up quotes about them and stuff. I don't know. But one of the things that you just have to really focus on is like whether or not these people value the same things as you do. And to first of all, know what your values are. Like, do you value kindness? Do you value progression? Like, for me, everything has to be leading to something, otherwise it's useless to me. It includes everything. Like, nothing can just be still. Everything always has to be moving in some forward direction. And if something's just stagnant, I cannot value that person. I cannot value, like, if there's a guy and he's just trying to, like, I don't know, like orbit around me or something, and he thinks that I'm going to be like ongoingly interested, this is never going to happen. And it's because my top value is progress. So every time, you know, somebody thinks I'm not going to move, I've already moved like 20 steps ahead. And I'll always be like this, because this is my ultimate purpose in life, is to embark on different things and to progress. And some people are going to have to leave that journey, because for them, they're finished in their mind, and they're finished for, it could be a season, it could be forever, it could be, but for me, I'm not waiting. And so if people around you are not being quality friends and quality connections, and if you're dealing with business issues, or you're dealing with, I don't know, if you're in sports or something and you have to put up with work colleagues and whatnot, you've really got to look at like how you're progressing and separate yourself a little bit, and only integrate yourself with people that are genuinely helping you to, you know, like to be happy and to contribute positively. Because otherwise, you girls are all going to be in very low level temporary competitions that really lead to nothing. I'm like, where is that going? Like, why are you doing that? It's just like, where is it going? Like, I don't understand the purpose. Like, I get the short term like attainments that you can achieve from acting certain ways, and I can do that too, but I also wouldn't like make that my whole identity and personality, and like be the drama in the friendship group and be overly sexualized and stuff. Like, there's a lot of things that I'm going to talk about in this season of my show that really just like help a lot with your general like roadmap to where you're actually going to go, so that you're not actually like a deer in headlights just looking like so lost in between like all the high points of your life that actually lead to nothing. You know, you can't have those as much, you know, when you've got goals. There's got to be a lot of times when you've got to, you know, have delayed gratification, and you're going to enjoy everything 10 times more. So yeah, that's the importance of your connections, and that's, I hope, been a really good eye-opener for a lot of you, and I hope that it helps you to make far better friendships this year. And as always, I'm your like online bestie. So I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.